What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to get into a video titled Lizzo-sized woman exposes men who smash big girls. This is the Coffee Podcast, one of my favorite podcasts to watch. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from Dizzle. That lit. That's that.
It's that one. Hey, talking about Dizzle, new drink. That's that turn. That lit. That slap. It's that one.
Everybody talking about Dizzle, new drink. They like, do you, Dizzle? If not, go to DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, scroll below those website links and you see actual store locations in those states as well. So check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Also, they got the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand, which I got to update the store today with new picks for Dizzle. All right, so let me remove this video and let's get into it. The Coffee Podcast.
I don't know. What's up, YouTube? Nope. Welcome to the Coffee Pod. My name is Chishi Zed.
Or the Coffee Pod.
Woman says he loves Lizzo-sized women, but he's embarrassed to admit it to society. Don't believe me, check it out for yourself. No more wasting time. Let's get it.
It is honestly embarrassing how often I would overlook this in my past dating experiences. Mm-hmm. Like a few years ago, there was this guy that I hooked up with on and off for about like a year. And of course, he was a stereotypical frat finance bro. I always knew that we were just a hookup and it was never going to turn into anything real. But one,
that's sad.
You know what?
One day I asked.
Well, let me pause real quick. Like, I don't know what to expect to hear after that. Once you say, I always knew it was just a hookup. It was never going to be real. Like, if you knew that, I'm like, what are your expectations afterwards? I hope it's not anything more than that. Let's keep it moving.
I'm like, hey, do your friends know that you're into bigger girls? And he said, yeah, I tried to tell them once, but they just made fun of me. So I don't really talk to them about it. So I was like, what does that mean for like your dating life? So he literally said, yeah, I just F fat girls in private and then I'll just date and marry a skinny girl.
I can't say much on that because sounds like me. Let's keep moving.
Bad part is I continued to sleep with him even after having that conversation.
See?
Another time in college, I was hooking up again with this guy for about 8-7 months. And I spent about 60-70% of my nights staying over his place. He would sometimes order dinner from places nearby us. And when he'd walk to go pick it up, I'd be like, oh, let me come with you. And he always said, no, it's okay. You just stay here. I got it.
Coffee, it'll make you feel better. So I don't like coffee, but I probably do need to drink some right now.
Let's keep listening.
And the few times that I did go with him, he didn't hold my hand. He wouldn't touch me in public. Then all of a sudden, I get a text from him saying, oh, I can't see you anymore. I have a girlfriend. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, we spent a lot of nights together. This man literally said, yeah, I would go on dates during the day or nights I didn't see you, and then you would just come over the other nights. I could literally tell a million stories like this. And I wish I could tell you that I learned from these experiences and that I raised my bars and I never let other men treat me like that. But I can't say that to you. I was just so desperate for male validation that I put up with all of these terrible experiences, knowing full well what was happening. These people want to believe that no one finds fat people attractive, but that's just incorrect. There's plenty of men that find us attractive, but they will never, ever be honest about it because they're so afraid of going against the grain, of being made fun of for being into bigger girls.
Before he reacts, she says something about she didn't raise the bar. That's the thing. If it sounds like the guy is just settling with her, if somebody's just settling with you, you don't get to raise the bar because they're just they're lowering the bar when they're settling with you, you know. So it's just funny how to me how people think they could just raise the bar and the standards, but you know, maybe people ain't raising the bar and the standards when they look at you. Maybe you're looked at the lower as lower standards and lowering the bar. You know, yeah, we as people, we just sometimes just think a little too much of ourselves. And most women think a little too much of themselves because all women say, everybody, quote unquote, supposedly all women are beautiful. No way, no how. Let's keep it moving though.
Why is this so funny to me?
Why is this I so can't funny? Figure why that out either.
Laughing right now. Let's keep listening. They're afraid of going against the grain. Mm. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And it's truly atrocious because we're fat. So if you're one of these fat baddies like me who put up with terrible shit like this from men, please stop. There is no D that is good enough for you to lower yourself to such awful standards.
Apparently there is. I mean, based on her story, apparently there is. Now, guys, here's the truth. I've done videos, plenty of videos on fat chicks. I really have. And I've always given them their credit. I have always said men will bust those cheeks. Guaranteed they will. All types of men.
Yeah.
Finance bros. Famous men, rich men. In fact, I'll go as far as to say that most men out here that society would categorize as top tier men have smashed a fat chick in their life.
All right, let me be honest here and confess. I had a short stint affair with a married woman and she wasn't skinny at all. She was pretty voluptuous. She was pretty big. She was pretty big bone, pretty. She's a very unhealthy girl. So let's keep it moving.
But here's the problem. What's being lost here, what women, I wish more women understood, is the male friend zone. Ma'am, you are not in a relationship with those men. You were friend zone. This
friends
is
with
the
benefits.
Coffee that Lizzo-sized women refuse to drink.
Put that coffee down.
And guys, I know there are men out here who prefer larger women.
That's
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the scenario she painted.
Yeah.
He spends time with you. He allows you to show up at night and sneak out through the window in the morning and refuses to take you on dates because it's never spoken, right? No one is as bold as the first guy.
He's embarrassed and ashamed to be seen with you.
Straight up said for what it is. But he refuses to take you out on dates, and it's kind of known. You both understand what it is. It's because you're fat, and he's embarrassed
and
to be
ashamed,
seen out with you. But he's not embarrassed enough to not smash. That's because he's willing to put you in the friend zone. And women typically don't understand this because women refuse to acknowledge that men and women are different. A woman's friend zone is she gets what she wants, which is attention, time. You sit there, you listen to her story. She complains about all the other guys that are getting to smash and you're on the phone giving her relationship advice. And she says, wow, I wish I could find a guy just like you. And you're like, hey, I am me, date me. But something about you is off. You are a simp. You're a simp, right? And same thing with the guy, right? He might find you even attractive in the face. There are chicks out here, larger women, who you look at them and you say, if
cute
you
face.
Lost 300 pounds, literally,
Oh man, I'm gonna laugh, but he said you lost 300.
There is such, let's be honest, there is such a thing as a larger chick who's kind of pretty in the face, who guys will mess with. And it's like, if you lost weight, if you did something drastic here and changed your life for the better, I would take you out on dates. It's seriously that simple. And you see it with these women who lose weight, and all of a sudden, guys who are dating them now want to marry them. Guys who are dating them get them pregnant, like fast, not slow. And it just comes down to the fact that you are in that man's friend zone. That one thing he wishes you could change is your appearance. But in most cases, what happens? The woman doesn't lose the weight. She's like, I'm not going to change myself for a man. I'm going to be me, like the simp who's like, well, if I have to be a jerk to get women, then I guess I'm just going to wait till the right one comes. It's like, what can you do? And women lie to each other. And she somehow made this problem with like, come out the closet, tell everybody you love fat chicks. It's like, nah,
that's not what's going on.
You're in the friend zone.
Yeah.
And if you did lose that weight, my man would definitely be okay going out on a date with you. And yes, being overweight matters that much to men. Women today don't want it to. They wish they could change men, of course, but it matters that much. This is the same with a broke guy, you know, who you look at him, you're like, man, you're attractive, but you can't help me start a family. And you will let him smash, but he's not, you know, that husband material that women like to categorize men in.
All right, so yeah, let me tap in, man. I agree with a lot of what you said. This is the thing. Men as a whole have less options to smash. So yes, we're going to smash big girls, ugly girls, and all, you know? Like, I don't care what a chick's face looks like when she's giving me head. I'm not even looking at her face. My eyes are closed most of the time. But taking, you know, wifing her up, taking her out to dinner. Yeah, it's a whole different story. It's one thing to be behind closed doors and nobody knows. It's another thing to go out and flaunt, you know, a super fat chick around town. And also, it's like this idea that healthy people are supposed to be with non-healthy people. It's not even, y'all ain't even really seeing eye to eye. You know, I'm not like this most healthiest person. I got a little computer gut, you know, but I do a ton of walking. I hit the dumbbells. I do push-ups. It's hard for me to do sit-ups because of my rod on my leg. So I do other exercises for my gut, but I do so much walking, you know, on a day-to-day basis that I will never get extremely overweight, you know. I'll have to just, like, eat like a pig and just sit behind a chair. And even when I, you know, got hit by a car and was laid up in bed for 6 months, I never got, like, I wasn't just feeding my face, you know, all day long, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing, like, these people get to the point where their appetite just steadily increases, and they just steadily feed it. You know, I've seen the videos with the super fat dudes going to McDonald's and getting, you know, two to three breakfast sandwiches and two hash browns and eating all of that for breakfast. Like, nah, man, like one biscuit and hash brown is enough for me. So I agree with a lot what the coffee pot said here. Old girl's trying to paint the picture a little different, you know. She's trying to act like, you know, the dude really, really wants to be with her, but he's faking the funk. You know, no, that's not what it is. He's willing to smash, but he's a little too embarrassed or too ashamed to take you out of town and let everybody know that he is willing to smash. That's the thing, you know. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.